You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida.
Avelus now. Chazal tell us the reason for the Avelus is because 12,000 pairs of Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died between Pesach Latzeres, and the world was shoymemo, the world was desolate, and for that we have Avelus. The question is exactly why they died. So the Gemara says, Shaloi nogu kovet zelaze. So it's rather severe punishment for Shaloi nogu kovet zelaze. So the Marsha says, Shaloi nogu kovet zelaze means, that's what he says in the Gemara in Yevamos, it means that they put each other down. In fact, I think he says they spoke Lashon Hara. So Avada, to talk about the Gedolei Yisrael, that they spoke Lashon Hara, Lachari can't mean that they were really into serious Lashon Hara. They mean probably Avak Lashon Hara, which the Gemara says, Kulim Bavak Lashon Hara. That everybody has some taint of Lashon Hara. The only problem, if that's what it means, then this is going to be an unending Avelus. This is an Avelus that's going to go on forever. And one would have to think that this is not something that we are assuming is going to always go on. There's something to fix up over here. Avak Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, Miutim Barayas, Ruben Begezel, Vakulam, and everybody has some taint of Lashon Hara. That's why, so if it means that, then there's no way of fixing it up. And it's also funny that, you know, what happened all of a sudden, the 24,000, what about the earlier Dairus? And if it's something that everybody's doing, then it didn't start with them. So it should have happened much before the time of Rabbi Akiva. And if the Marsha means not Avak Lashon Hara, but a more heinous type of Lashon Hara, then the problem is, I mean, how do you say that on the Gedolei Yisrael, the 24,000 Talmidim, where Lo Yinogu Kovet Zela? It's frightening to even think about the possibility to talk about Gedolei Yisrael. The world was desolate because all the Talmidei Chachamim died. They're into Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is equal to Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah together. Idolatry, adultery, and murder combined. But what's that? Plus the fact that Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara wanted to say they spoke Lashon Hara. The Gemara would say that. The Gemara says, Shaloi Nogu Kovet Zelazeh. Shaloi Nogu Kovet Zelazeh sounds like it's omission, that they didn't act b'chavadik, not that they affirmatively put people down. According to the Marsha, it's not that they was a lack in covet, that they were lacking giving covet, according to the Marsha. It was that they actually were putting people down. That's a little bit incredible to read that into the Gemara. I think the Marsha is a huge doichik. First of all, the sin that he's saying is not something we want to suspect everybody. Secondly, the Gemara says that they didn't do covet, not that they put people down. So it's a very great doichik in the Gemara, the Marsha. Secondly, why is it this particular time of the year they get punished for that? Why should they get punished this time of the year for that? Why is this the being Pesach Latzeres? They can die any time for that. They can die between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for that also. What does it have to do between Pesach and Latzeres if it's the Aver of Lashon Hara? Very, very difficult, Marsha. Doesn't fit in that. It's hard to put it into the Gemara, and plus the logic is difficult. Why it should be this time of year? And also the language of Chazal is funny. There were 12,000 pairs of students. I think 24,000 is a number that works too. The 12,000 pairs is a very funny way to describe that Rabbi Akiva's 12,000 pairs. 24,000 students. Rabbi Akiva died would be the way to say it. We have in this week's parsha the din of Yohafta L'Reacha Kamocha. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that somebody came and said, teach me the whole Torah 1 foot. He finally wound up by Hillel, and he told him, Ma daloch sani lechavrich loy seyovid. Ma daloch sani, what you find hateful or detestable, don't do to your friend. So the Marshoi asked the question, why did Hillel, what did I say, Rabbi Kiva? Why did Hillel change it from a negative to a, from a positive to a negative? Why did he change it? That's the Marshoi's question in Lamed Aleph and Shabbos. The Marshoi says that because the halacha v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha is not an affirmative obligation to do something for somebody, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha is only a halacha in don't hurt a person. It does not require an affirmative obligation to give. That's what the Marshoi says. And he brings a riot to that. The Gemara says in Bab Metziah that two people are in a desert and there's enough water for only one of them be able to go back to the Yishuv. It's a day's trip. They need a quart of water. And the Gemara says, the Ben Batura says, each one drinks a pint and they both die. And Rabbi Akiva says, that you're first. He says, from there you see, you're not obligated to give. That's what the Marshoi says. Take a look. So first of all, it's very difficult, the Marshoi. The Rambam Paskins and all the din of a Biker Cholim and Achnosis Orchim, all those chasodim, is included in the din of a Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. In Hilchos Avelos, Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam talks about a lot of the mitzvahs, like Biker Cholim and Achnosis Orchim. And he says, v'kulam, and they're all, k'vuris mesim, maybe even nichum aveum, they're all included in v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. You have to go visit a person. You have to go. That's not a don't hurt the person. That's one kasha in the Marshoi. And secondly, we have a question on his teretz, so then reinstates his question. His question is, why did Hillel change it? The Torah says, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, why did Hillel say, ma daloch sani l'chavrich loy seyovid? Now if we're not going to accept the Marshoi's answer, at least according to the Rambam, then we're not going to be able to say the reason it was, because you don't have to actually do it. His answer is, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do, and you don't have to feel, and you don't have to give. You just can't hurt a person. Very incredible Marshoi. But if so, why did Hillel... Now, we're saying that's not true. You have to do, and you have to love, and you have to do for another person. Then why didn't Hillel say, teach me the old Torah 1 foot, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha? Why did he say, ma daloch sani l'chavrich loy seyov? And then if we're right, then we have the question from b'chei achicha imach. The Marshoi's question, the Gemara in Bab Metziah. There it sounds clear, you don't have to do for somebody else. You're first. It's not v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, you're first. You know, on this pasuk of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, Rashi brings the Chazal, Rabbi Akiva said, this is klal gadol b'Torah. Ever strike anybody a little problematic in the Gemara? 24,000 Talmid that Rabbi Akiva had. And they had a deficiency. Shaloi nogu kovet zeh lezeh. Especially the way the Marshoi says they put each other down, means they all violated v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Rabbi Akiva says the klal gadol b'Torah, the a priori axiom of the Torah is v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. None of Talmidim are Mekayim. What gave a guy a din of a Talmud? Government programs. What gave him a din of a Talmud in the yeshiva? Credits? What gave him a din of the Talmud? Didn't he learn anything from the Rebbe? I hear he didn't have any Talmidim. That you could say. But to say they were the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and the Rebbe's main message is, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, and the Talmidim weren't Mekayim. According to the Marshoi, the Talmidim were not Mekayim, the din of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. You put somebody down, that's for sure, ma daloch sani l'chavrich loy seyovid. He did not have one Talmud, otherwise not all 24,000 wouldn't have died, who listened to what the Rebbe held was the klal gadol b'Torah. I would imagine it was Klal Gadol B'Torah to Rabbi Akiva. He spoke about it very often. There were a lot of schmoozing. It was, I mean, how can you hold your Talmud to Rabbi Akiva and his main, what he holds is the main message of the Torah? You're not Mekayim. Last week, in Perek, we have a very interesting Mishnah. Perek Beis, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yehi kavod chavercha chaviv alecha kishaloch. You are mechuyev to respect your friend like yourself. That sounds like he's paraphrasing what? You should respect your friend like yourself. Yohafta l'reach ha-kamocha. It's a paraphrase of that. Next week's perek, we have a mission like this. This is a perek dalet. Reb Lezer ben Shamu omer, Yehi kavod talmidcha chaviv alecha kishaloch, u'kavod chavercha kemor rabcha. Here the Torah tells us in perek beis, Yehi kavod chavercha kishaloch. And here he says, kavod chavercha kemor rabcha, which is more than yours. Now, it's possible that it could be a machlokes between Reb Lezer and between Reb Lezer ben Shamu. Reb Lezer holds Yehi kavod chavercha kishaloch. Reb Lezer ben Shamu holds you have to treat your friend better than yourself, like your Rebbe. The problem is the general style of the Mishnayos is when we have arguments, the two opinions are juxtaposed one next to the other. Not that you find one opinion without anybody arguing in the second parak, and two chapters later you find another opinion that contradicts that without anybody on that Mishnah contradicting. Rebbe's general style is when you have an argument, you juxtapose the two. This one says this, this one says this. But in two different places to quote an opinion and both places not contradictory, not contradicted, doesn't sound like there's an argument. But there certainly is an argument. And first of all, how could there be anything more if the Torah tells me v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? It certainly doesn't mean more. The Torah never said v'ahavta l'reacha more than yourself. That for sure nobody. I mean, the Marsha holds it doesn't even mean like yourself, right? As far as doing. But if it means, it can't mean more than yourself. And here he's telling us, yehi kavod chavercha kemor rabcha. You have to treat your friend better than yourself. You actually have a stira even in the pasuk between the pasuk and Chazal. The pasuk here says, "V'yohafto l'reacha kamocha." What are we now? The Torah says, "V'yohafto l'reacha kamocha." What are we right now? Before I'm mekayim v'yohafto, what is the relationship between the two people? Friends. Friends. Torah says, "Don't start with friendship." Take it to the next level, which is Ava. V'ahavta l'reach. You're right now friends. It's not enough friendship. In fact, it doesn't say v'ahavta l'Yisrael kamocha. V'ahavta l'reach kamocha. You're already friends, but I want you to go beyond friendship. What do I want you to do? I want you to take it to the next level called love. You're friends today. You're Reim today. It's not... And take the reis and take that to the level of love. Your friends, not good enough to remain friends, v'yohafta l'reacha kamocha. There's a bracha that we actually say by Sheva brachas, but it's actually the Gemara says in brachas, it was said in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a bracha, Ava, Achva, Sholem, v'reis. Ava means love. Not only love, we ask for Ava, there should be Achva, brotherhood. Not only should there be brotherhood, there should be Shalom, which probably means harmony. And not only that, they should have Reyes. You're giving a progression in a bracha. Right? There's either different sheets. When that bracha is 15 things or 13, whatever the number is. V'yohafta l'reacha kamocha means your friends. and then you have to come to love, which is a higher level. Chazal say the opposite. There'll be Ava. Not only will there be Ava, there should be Achva. Not only Achva, there should be Ava and Achva, there should be Sholem. Not only should be Ava, Achva, and Sholem, there should be Reyes. So Chazal are telling us that friendship is greater than Ava. The Torah tells us, V'ohavta l'recha kamocha, you're already friends, and you're going to come to be Oyavim. The Chazal tell us the opposite. The Chazal said, you're Oyavim, you're brothers, there's Sholem, and let's have Reyes on top of that. That bracha has to be a progression. You're not saying, let's have less. You don't say, we have this, and not only that, is what's already lesser means you have this, and not only this, we're wishing it should be that, not only that, there should be a bracha for this, and not only this, that also. So you have a lechara, tremendous contradiction. Here it says, Ava, you're already oyavim, and hopefully it'll reach Reyes, and the Torah says the opposite. You have Reyes today, and you should come to Ava. Okay, those are our questions. Okay, so we have the Gemara in Yevamos that Shaloi Nagu covered Zelazel. We have the Marsha's Pshat, which we find it's hard to understand that anybody should be a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva and not be putting each other down. We have the Gemara in Shabbos of the Marsha's Kasha, that there it sounds like it would have been better to put it in a positive way. Why did Hillel put it in a negative way? And then we have the Marsha's Yesod, that Ahavt L'Recha Kamocha does not create an affirmative obligation to do, just not to do, which he says is Shver from the Rambam. Then, therefore, we have this question reinstated. And then we have this question, what's the difference between the positive, the Torah says it positively, why did Hillel say it negatively? Then we have a steer in the Mishnayos between Reb Lezer and Reb Lezer ben Shammua. It's not a steer, but it sounds like that they're not arguing, otherwise and then we ask Tan, if the Torah said, v'ahav l'recha kamocha, nobody says you have to do more than kamocha, so how could Reb Lezer ben Shammua should say, yehi kovet chavercha, not kishocha, but more than yours, kamora rabcha? Then we have our contradiction between the pasuk, v'ahav l'recha kamocha, and Ava, beginning with Ava and culminating a race. In order to understand this, you have to take a look. There's a Rambam in his Pirusha Mishnayos and others on the Mishnah Kinei L'Chochaver. Kinei L'Chochaver. And the Rambam quotes Aristotle, and I guess he's giving his examples. He's putting it certainly at least into Lashon HaKodesh, and he says like this. He says on the Mishnah of Kinei L'Chochaver, he says there's three types of Ava. There's three types of Oyavim. This is the Rambam. He says the first is he calls Ava To'elis, which he defines as relationships that are mutually beneficial. Ava To'elis, mutually beneficial. You know, one person's good in sales, one person's good in manufacturing. You know, very often many people, they complement each other. This one is good in this, right? In fact, a lot of marriages are, in that sense, complementary. That one has one ability and one has a different strength, and together they complement each other. That's the first level. Then he says the next level is called Avas Betochen or Avas Menucha, which means somebody, which I guess in modern psychological terms, Avas Betochen means secure. It makes you secure. It gives you security. And that he gives the following explanation of. He calls it that or Avas Menucha, and he explains it this way. He says, you have somebody that you're totally capable of telling him everything about yourself, and you know his opinion of you won't change. That's the second level. That somebody who you feel free to talk about yourself totally open, and no matter what you tell them, you know their opinion of you won't change, and that gives a person a tremendous security. You have somebody you can be honest with, you don't have to hide anything, and you know their opinion of you won't change. I'll explain that later on. I mean, There's people like that. I thought that's called malachim. I mean, that's, what does that mean? There's people like that. What does that mean? Stam. What does that mean? You know, most people, they know something about you. They own you. They can control you. They can threaten you. Where do you find somebody like that? How does somebody become like that? But anyway, that's the second level. Then the Rambam says there's a third level. And this is the highest level. And he calls that avas mala. That you recognize the malas of the other person. And each person grows from the other person's malas. You know, like you have a life living example of somebody that has tremendous zahiris. Somebody has tremendous enthusiasm. Somebody has tremendous hasmoda. Someone has tremendous giving. So you are living with somebody or close to somebody and you are working on, you recognize their malas and you are growing together with them. He said those are the three levels of ava. The first level is avas toelis, mutually beneficial. The second level of ava is there's tremendous security. And the third level of ava is avas mala. By the way, the Rambam uses the word ava here, three levels of ava, to explain the Mishnah, kinei l'chochaver. So he's talking about three levels of chaver, friendship slash ava. I mean, he's using three levels of ava to define the Mishnah of kinei l'chochaver. That's the way you have kinei l'chochaver, what you should look in for a friend. Say it like this. You know, friends serve many, many purposes. There's one level of friendship that we help each other. You know, we gave them marshal. We have different strengths. They work together well. Or very often, just the fact that you're somebody you... There's certain experiences that you need another human being that you want to discuss it with. You know, you want to go to see Nets. No, it's a very uplifting, but it's a whole different experience if you're sharing that with somebody else. To see Netzachama, to travel certain places, to see certain magnificent sights. The experience almost requires another human being to be a total experience. Even eating out, it's not geschmack being by yourself, and most people would certainly opt to go to an inferior cuisine if to have company, then better cuisine by yourself. Because the experience needs. There's a shared experience. Then there's another level of chavrushav to explain. Confident. You can talk a talk through and you can explain things to and you can open up to. Okay, that's a whole different level. It's not just camaraderie, it's not just sharing experiences, it's really talking about yourself. And there's a third level called avas mala, learning from each other. People you admire, their characteristics, you choose somebody that you think embodies goodness, and just being around a person like that, it's inspirational, and you're constantly learning. What the Mishnayos are telling me is, Yehi kovet chavercha lecha kishocha, should treat your friend like yourself. What kind of friend are we talking about there? What kind of friend are we talking about? In fact, what I would suggest, it's probably on the second level of friendship. How do we find somebody? What is it? How could, in fact, somebody tells me everything about them, my opinion of them is not going to change. You've got to be a Malach Hashem Tzvokas for that. No, it's very, very simple to do that. It's so unbelievably simple. What do you mean? I know their chesroinus. Is there anybody who doesn't know more of their own chesronus than the worst chesron that anybody ever told you about themselves, you know about yourself worse chesronus. Probably. What we know about ourselves, what we think about doing, things we've done. Why is my opinion of myself all the way down? I hold nothing of myself. Terence is, because I focus on my Milas. And I figure, I have a problem. I work on it. Anybody who is Mekayim V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, which treats his friend like himself, will feel exactly the same when you tell me your chesroinus. You tell me your chesroinus. I should be shocked. I should think you're worthless. Just look in the mirror. All I have to do is look in the mirror and say, I know I have chesroinus different maybe, but certainly no less and maybe even bigger, and I still like myself. I love myself. That's exactly the way I have to treat you. That's a person who himself is Mekayim. I have a person who treats me the way he treats himself. The second level of Ava, Avas Betochen, or Avas Menucha, means that I tell him anything about myself, and I know his opinion of me won't change. Just like the way he feels about himself. You know, when we all of a sudden decide to look down on someone who's told us their chesronus, really what we're doing is treating him inferior to the way we treat ourselves. A person that's honest with himself will never be judgmental and put somebody else down for something they've told. In fact, usually, when a person comes and tells you, he's not looking to boast about his chesroinus. The Rambam's not talking about, that's not a friendship. I'm announcing I'm terrible. I'm asking you for help. He's probably one step better than me already. He's at least trying to work on his problems. He's admitting it to me. He's asking me for help. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, give me a little help. I have a problem here. Tell me how to help myself. Which means he has problems, but he's working on even on his chesronus, he's working. I have chesronus that I'm not working on, and still, I have no problem of changing my opinion of myself. I don't look down on myself because of that. I'll work on it we'll work tomorrow. First thing in the morning, I'm going to start working that chesaron. He's already working on it. So, of course, my opinion of him shouldn't be any less. I shouldn't think any less about him than I do about myself. Therefore, it's likely to be that the Torah is mechayev you, v'haftal reicha kamocha. He's treating you the way he treats himself. You treat him like the way you treat yourself. Yehi kovet chavercha kishocha. That was, even if you find somebody at the second level of friendship, that he is somebody that I can be totally honest, and I know that his opinion of me won't change, that means that he is treating me the way he treats himself. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying, he covers chaver, cholecha, kishocha, Reb Lezer Oimer, you should treat him like you treat yourself. Then you have another kind of friend, a friend that you're constantly learning from, a friend that you recognize as Milas, and you're learning from him. Is he a friend? Just? Somebody you're learning from is your Rebbe too. He's a friend, but he's a friend slash Rebbe. Over there, the halach is not, I should treat him like myself, because he's more than myself. He's teaching me. He's showing me by example. In the closeness, in the friendship, I see so many things I can learn from. On him, I am a chuyiv yehi kovet chavercha kamor rabcha. I am a chuyiv to treat him like my Rebbe, because he is my Rebbe. A friend that I'm learning from. A friend that I can go to a restaurant with, and I can share an experience. He's like me. A friend that I can even be totally open with, and he treats me the way he treats himself. I have to treat him like I treat myself. But a friend that I'm learning from, he covered chavercha, Reb Lezer ben Shammu Omer, he covered chavercha, kemora rabcha. I have to treat him like my Rebbe, because I'm learning from him. I'm constantly learning from him. That's the mission of next week's parak. Last week was, he covered chavercha, Reb Lezer Omer, that's a friend. Who's the first or second level? The friend who I have to treat like my Rebbe is a friend that's Avas Mala. And I have a Raya Shengel of Tshuva. I mean, literally, it's not possible to learn the Mishnah in next week's parak any different. Because the Mishnah starts like this. Yehi kovet, Reb Lezer ben Shammu Omer, Yehi kovet talmidcha kishaloch. Your Talmud like yourself. Yehi kovet chavercha kemor rabcha. What's the context of that Mishnah? What are we talking about? You're talking about Talmidim? Ye kovet Talmidim kishalcha is the first. The third statement is, ye kovet rabcha, and mora rabcha should be mora shemayim. We're talking about a Rebbe. That was the first part of the Mishnah is talking about your Talmidim. The third part of the Mishnah is talking about your Rabbeim. And the interim part, it's talking about your friends. What friends? The friends you're learning from. The whole Mishnah is talking about learning relationships. The people you teach, the people you learn from as chaver, and Rabbeim. That's not an answer. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And therefore, that's a simple reconciliation of the two Mishnayos. The Mishnah in Perek Beis, Yikovet Reb Lezer, Yikovet Chaverech, is Ahavta Re'echa Kamocha. That's one or first or second level friendship. But the Mishnah in Perek Dalet is somebody you're learning. What do you mean you're learning from him? Because that there's a friend that you learn from. That friend is, in the very least, if it's Avos Milo, you're learning from. You're learning his Milos. You're learning Midas Tovus. You're learning on an ongoing basis from him. And that's a friend you have to treat Kemore Rabcha. Clear. Now, let's go back to the first, the Gemara and Yevamos. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, Shaloi Nogu Kavod Ze L'Zeh. So very difficult for the Chomer of the Inyan. It doesn't sound like the Marsha that they were putting people down. It doesn't say Mevaza, but he's forced to do this, to say that, because otherwise why are they dying? What the Gemara in Yevamos is saying, that Shaloi Nogu Kavod Ze L'Zeh means not that they weren't Mekayim, the din of Yohaftal Re'echa Kamoicha that the Rebbe taught them. That was Kalal Godo Batorah. They were total students of Rebbe Akiva. Every single person in the yeshiva was Noyeg Kovod to his friend. They treated them each like they treated each other. Like they wanted to be treated themselves. Yehi Kovod Chavercha Kishelcha, they're Mekayim, Yohaftal Re'echa Kamoicha, the Mishnah codifies. And not only that, to the older guys in the yeshiva who were given the chazor shiurim and who heard they went and asked their kashas too, and the nice of the nice and learning over there, they were mekayim kemura rabcha. But what about the guy they were learning b'chavrusa with? How did they treat them? But they treated them, yehi kovod chaverka kishocha. And what they didn't treat them was, yehi kovod chaverka kemura rabcha. Somebody you're learning b'chavrusa with, on your level, you are mechuyev to treat him like your Rebbe. Somebody you learn b'chavrusa, Avos Milo we were discussing, somebody you're married, a close friend, but what about someone you're learning every day in yeshiva b'chavrusa with? You're learning every Seder with him. You're mechuyev, yehi, kovet, chavercha, kamor, rabcha. You have to treat him like your Rebbe. Because you're learning from him. And by the way, without that, there's no such thing as the Chavrus experience. The Chavrus experience is a mistake to think it's two people sitting and learning across the table from each other. And listen, I just can't sit all day by myself, so I need somebody to keep me company. If I say something, to knock down an idea, to sharpen me up better. And therefore, that's what a Chavrus is. Wrong. That's not what a Chavrus is. It's not that a chavrusa doesn't mean that I need somebody that just to, as a sounding board to keep me awake. What a chavrusa really means is I have to appreciate the other person's perspective. And that he asked me a question, I have to understand where he's coming from. Because when I understand his perspective, then I get it opens up my whole understanding of the sugya, my whole understanding of the axioms in the Gemara. All the principles become clear to me. Because I had a problem, because this is what I thought, but when I, from his question or from his answer, means that I now misunderstood how I was learning. I have to learn from him. If I'm not learning from him, and he's just sitting across the table from me to keep me company, that's not a chavrusa. The dynamics of learning the chavrusa is each person has to learn from each other. That's the only way that there's growth in learning. Because my abilities I had before I came. Yeah, okay, maybe I wouldn't be able to learn the whole Seder, so I have to keep myself alert. So I need it. That's not what the Chavrusa method is. The Chavrusa method is that we have to constantly try to understand why he didn't hear what I said, what was his understanding of the idea, and therefore, with that, I begin to get a much deeper understanding of learning. What the Gemara is telling us, there were 12,000 pairs. It's that with their chavruses, they were not getting along. Not that they weren't getting along. They were not it's not that there were 24,000 students. They were noye covered. They were not noye covered to their chavrusas, because they treated the chavrusa like a friend. Like a friend. He covered chavircha kishalcha. You have to treat him like a friend. You treat him like an equal. Wrong. In order for the chavrusa method to work, you have to treat a person like your Rebbe. You have to listen to what he's saying. If he has a different perspective, he asks you a question, have to rethink what his axioms are, what your axioms. Then there's takkah growth. Each one is constantly learning a whole day from the other one. And if we have that, then the obligation to treat my chavrusa is yehi kovet chavercha kamor rabcha. That's avos maila. I'm learning from his abilities. I'm learning from his different perspective, from his outstanding analysis that he's better than me in, or different than me. We're constantly learning from each other. The only way the chavrusa method works effectively and successfully in the yeshiva is there's a respect. It's not just someone to keep you company. It's to learn together. Not because he has to help you translate a word, which sometimes happens too, but it's in order to be able to really learn from his understanding, and he learns from your understanding, and therefore you're mechuyev to treat him like your Rebbe, not like your friend. Therefore, every single student fulfilled the halacha of the ahavta l'rechel kamocha. Without a doubt, they were the talmidim of Rebbe Akiva, means they were mekayim, klal godol b'torah, what we have in this week's parasha, the ahavta l'rechel kamocha. But how did they do the ahavta l'rechel kamocha? They treated each person like, we're buddy-buddy. We're equals. I'll treat you like the way I want to be treated. Comes along, the Gemara says, that's why they died. Shaloi nagu kovet zeh lazeh. They didn't have the affirmative kovet that they required for each other, which was the kovet of Yehi of Perek Dalid, Yehi kovet chavercha of Reb Lezer ben Shamu Omer, Yehi kovet chavercha kamor rabcha. There's no suffix. That's the pshat in the Gemara. I mean, it's the simplest pshat in the Gemara. And then every word in the Gemara comes out good. The Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. That's why it says 12,000 pairs. And also, it's a very dachistic, a very small level sin. But also, it begins for us to understand why they died this time of the year. It's not because they were not fulfilling the halacha of v'ahavta l'rechel kamocha. That's not that. I don't know. That goes for your dinner in Rosh Hashanah. What does it have to do with this? It means they did not have a proper use. There was not the proper chavrus experience. If there's not the proper chavrus experience, means the learning is shvach. It means you don't reach the next level of learning. In order to learn, it's har belamadati me rabbeisai me chaveira yoiser mehem. The Gemara says, I learn more from my chaverim. But that's only if I have the proper method and I understand that I'm learning from my chavrusa. He's not just keeping me company and that we're just keeping each other alert. But each one of us is really learning his own. It means we're not reaching the madrega of harbe yoiser, I learn from my friends. Therefore, we're not roy for Kabbalah Satorah. This is the period of Kabbalah Satorah. These are the 49 days to Kabbalah Satorah. If in fact we are not on the path to be Makabal Torah, and these are the Gedolei Yisrael, and they're all still remaining Talmidim. No, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. Har belamantif me rabosai, but that's not enough. You have to begin, at least be on the path to the next level, which means you have to learn more from your chaverim. They weren't learning from their chaverim. Bahariah, they were not noig their chaverim as their rabbeim. They were noig with their chaverim as their equals. And therefore, it was a lack in the preparation for Kabbalah Sator. And this was not something that was like the Marshal said, it was Lashon Hara, which was Lachor, if it's Avak Lashon Hara, it predated Rabbi Akiva, that's everybody since time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not talking about that, it's talking, and this is a particular chesaron for this door. For this door, there was a chesaron that there was a lack in appreciating people that are equal to you. And we all have, I mean, that's a huge problem we all have today. A huge problem. You know, we already think that we're already a huge balmidus if we don't put a guy down. I'm stickled tzaddik. I'm not judgmental. I should be awarded as the balmidus of the year because I don't put people down. there aren't too many people that get that award either. But the halacha here is that somebody you learn from, you have to put on a pedestal. And if you don't put your chavrusha on a pedestal, you will not fulfill the halacha of the halachic requirement of learning that may chavera yoyser mehem. That's the pshat in the Gemara. And this is also now, I think clearly, the reconciliation between the pasuk, the ohavta l'reicha kamocha, which is, we're friends now, and now we have to go to Ava. We have to treat each other like equals. And Ava is greater than friendship. There's a friendship is, we've been going out together, Motzoi Shabbos, we've been going traveling together, eating, being friendly with each other, which is very important. But you know what? Take it to the next level. Take it to Ava. Be able to open up to the person, that the person will, whatever they tell you, you'll really treat them exactly the way you treat yourself. And you're not going to look down. Move the level of relationship, not just to camaraderie, but to be ability to open up and be honest with you. So, and you should be honest with him because, and be, both of you be totally non-judgmental. Treat him the way you treat yourself. That's the din of Yohavta L'Reicha Kamocha. You're already friends. You're doing things together. There's a level of Ava that you have to get to a new level that treat him the way you treat yourself. Don't look down on him if you're here, Chasson. Just the way you treat yourself. You've done that already. Now we already did that. That's the halacha of the pasuk. What Chazal are telling us is, Ava v'achva v'sholem v'reyus means grow together. Let's take the Ava. We're already oyava. We already are open with each other. We treat them the way we want to be treated ourselves. But that's not the end. There's another level that reyus, that is, grow from each other. Ava v'achva v'sholem v'reyus means that there should be an ongoing level of you're close, and it's a brotherhood, and there's a shlemus, but there should be a race, it should be a dynamic relationship in that you should constantly be learning from each other. And probably that's the most appropriate bracha you should make at a wedding. Of course, people commit it. They're going to be open and honest with each other. Halavai, totally committed to each other. But that's not the end of friendship. That's the threshold level to reach the next level, that marriage shouldn't be static, but should be dynamic, that there constantly has to be growing and growing together and learning from each other. That creates a life and a purpose in a relationship. So the reconciliation is the bracha, the pasuk is talking about, like the Mishnah in Perek Beis. The Chazal are telling us, let's not forget, even if we've already fulfilled that, there's a level that we're hoping of Avas Mala that we should take and grow together also. And we should take and be able to be zoicha to each one is like be the Rebbe. I'm looking to learn from the other person. Okay, so we learned differently than the Marsha over there, and we've answered, I think, is Kasha very, very, I think it's a very clear pshat in the Gemara, and it's a good reconciliation of the Mishnayos. What about the Gemara in Shabbos? Mada loch sani lechavrach loiseyavir. And here I think we're going to introduce a whole new understanding of what this din of mada loch sani. And probably one of the major problems in Ava, no matter what level of Ava it is, I mean the level of Ava which is... The level of Ava, which is you'll have to treat somebody like yourself, which what we're mechuyev to do, most people feel that Ava is like a feeling, care about you, like I care about myself, let's say, and that's already a high level of that. You know, Ava is a wonderful feeling for a person to have. Person that feels that they love somebody, you know, and that they're loved is a tremendously fulfilling feeling. What Hillel is telling us is that what drives the din in this week's parsha of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha is not the feeling of fulfillment from being an ohev. or to be a nehav. It's not a feeling of fulfillment of love. It's not a feeling of the good feeling of love, the good feeling the person feels of being beloved. That's the way most people feel. The Torah recognizes such an important feeling of avin, such a good feeling, and Torah wants us to have that good feeling and to convey that good feeling, to have that good feeling, to be the recipient of the feeling. Wrong. Has nothing to do with that. What drives the din of Ava is Ma daloch sani lechavrach lo yseyovid. It's a mardik of art. What do you think it's harder to do? Do somebody a favor? Or not to say something negative about people? You know, someone could do someone a tremendous favor. They could watch their kids, six kids for 5 days while the parents go away, and it's unbelievable. The amount of chesed. And the same person won't have a problem saying, by the way, you know, when I was in their house watching their six kids, I realized that the wife has 150 pairs of shoes. If it's true, she will not have problems saying that. Because how could it be? You're talking Lashon Hara about somebody that you've... There it is, that doing somebody a favor makes you feel good. Not saying something sharp is very difficult to control yourself. It's a symptom. It's a limitation. It creates a frustration. You know, sometimes you have a chance to put somebody down and you don't... You're like, you almost need a key to lock your mouth. It's a very frustrating thing. You have something very sharp to say. Maybe you know a story about somebody. They'll get everybody laughing and you don't say it. It's very hard, but you don't get a feeling of fulfillment. You get a feeling of limitation. It's much harder not to insult a person than it is to do them a favor. Because favors make you feel good. Doing favors make you feel good. In fact, the Gemara says above a comma daf lamed. Man de lehevi chasida, l'sasek b'mila d'nezikin. A person who wants to be a chasid is an oyev who cares about people, he should learn the halachas of not injuring people. Not the halachas of doing favors for people, not injuring. The Gemara says chasidim rishonim would be glass on the roof, they'd move it over. Everybody likes to do favors, but to impose on myself limitations is a very hard thing to do. Hillel is telling the person who wants to learn the whole Torah on 1 foot, it's not about feeling good. The yesod of Ava has to come from the feeling of recognizing the other person, of giving the other person their space. Ava is not a feeling, but haftarecha kamocha is feel good, they're going to feel... It's not about touchy, good feelings, which it will eventually come to. But it will only come to that if the starting point is that I won't injure you, that I respect you. The yesod of Ava has to be in respect, not in giving. Wherever, if the yesod of a relationship is giving, it's selfish, it's for me. If the yesod is I respect you, and I respect your place, and then I give you, that's genuine Ava. Otherwise, it's not Ava. It's just the way somebody said, yeah, I love a steak, but that's not too good for the steak, I love the animal, I love the steak. I kill the person. That's self-pleasure. What the Torah, what Hillel is telling us, the halacha of yohav l'recha kamocha is giving. We're saying not like the Marsha. I mean, Marsha is saying a huge thing. Marsha says, v'hav l'recha kamocha is not machayiv you to do. It's just that you can't not do. We're saying the Rambam says in Hilchos Avot, well, not like that. But the what Hillel is saying is that the starting point of Ava has to be in not touching you, not in giving to you, but not being mazik you. That's the starting point. The starting point of all Ava has to be Ma daloch sani lechavrach lo yseyovir. I'm going to bring, I think, a Raya Shehinah Lof Tshuva to this. The Yohavta l'recha kamocha, we just said, means different levels of friendship. An ordinary person is kamocha. A person you learn from is Vahaftarecha kamochihi, kovit chavercha kamora rabcha. What does mora mean? Awe. Is awe giving up? It's not being mazik you, it's giving up myself. It's not giving you something, it's giving up from myself. It's an enormous thing. It's not only not being mazik you, hey, moira means being in awe of a person. Is not only am I giving you something, I'm giving up of myself. So it's clear that if the din of ava and vahafti can be machayev me to give up something of myself, it's a kal v'chomer ben benosho kal v'chomer. It can surely be machayev me to give you something. I have to give up something. Awe means I feel totally insignificant. I give up my space. If there's one chair, you get the chair, not me. Somebody you're in awe from. But for Shteytuch, if there's two chairs, if there's only one chair, I have to give you the chair. If there's two chairs, we'll have to surely mechayev you to do that. It means I have to give up my space. I can't sit in your place. I have to give up my space for you. So kal v'chomer, I have to be willing to give you something. So now we've answered, we said the Yesoda Deno Hafta, there's different levels of Ava, but now we're explaining what does Ava mean. Ava does not mean a feeling of giving driven by fulfillment. And the Torah wants me to be an oihev and the good feelings to come. That's the ultimate goal. But the Torah is telling me the way to achieve that, the emes, a healthy feeling of Ava, is only if it begins with covet first. If it begins with giving you space. And by the way, even by Ava ben Ish Lish, so the Rambam says, when he paskins halacha, it begins like this. You should be mechabed your wife, mechabda yoyser migufa, more than yourself. For ayavo kigufa, but first comes mechabda. First comes to give up your space to a person. Give up mechabda yoyser migufa, give up from more than, give up, you should give up for her. And then afterwards it's ayavo kigufa. The yisod of all Ava has to be in covet, has to be in the giving up. That's what Hillel is coming to tell us. Maybe we could now answer the Marsha's Kasha from the Gemara of Ben Batura. Because he's saying from that Gemara, you see, you don't have to give for somebody. You just can't be mazik them. I don't know. And we're saying for sure the halach is you have to give up for somebody. There's people you have to give up. You covered chavercha kamora rabcha. You vada have to give up over there. How can you not have to give them a giveaway? If you have to give up yourself. So either the simplest way is you're talking mechuyev to give up your space. But you're not mechuyev to kill yourself. All the Torah is telling you over there, Achibor Rabbi Akiva says, V'chei achicha imach means his space can't destroy you. To give him space, you're not mechuyev to give up your life for it. That's all Rabbi Akiva is saying. Not that Rabbi Akiva is saying you don't have to give anything. You're not mechuyev to give up your life. But for Karet, the very fact that you can give up, you're giving up something, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. But there's a shear to that. And that is giving up your life. That's all that din is. But for Shteytzach, even over there, I have a suspicion you're allowed to do it. Are you allowed to do it? Ben Datur is there. You're in the desert. The other person is 15 years old and you're 90. You're not allowed to do it? Don't say that. V'cheyachichayimach means you're not mechuyev to do it. Don't say you're not allowed to do that. What about if it's your child? Is there any person who wouldn't do that for his child? You mean everybody would be doing shaloi kalacha? You're in the desert. There's one canteen of water for you or your child. You can split it and you'll both die, or you'll die now and your child to get back to the yeshuv. Is there any havamin that you're not allowed to do that for your child? Is there any Jew that wouldn't do that for his child? I'm not talking like a professor will take bullets to stop his students. For Shteytzach, there wouldn't be a father. That's mutav shikonas achetz bi vayikonas bebonai. For Shteytzach, every father will do that. For Shteytzach, you'll do that. You're certainly allowed to do that. And the instinct of a father. Is there a mother who won't do that? that you almost split the water, both going to live another 5 minutes. Frishteitzel, take the whole thing. I don't think there's any, I mean, the Marsha sounds like it's also. I don't think it's also to do that. All it means you're not mechuyev, and I don't think the not mechuyev doesn't, even, I don't think it applies to children. I certainly don't think in the din of yi kovi chavercha, kamora rapha, you're allowed to give up. You do give up, whether it's to your life or not. You're probably allowed to, but you should certainly be allowed. Mutash yikonis achedz be, someone's coming with a knife to you. Are you allowed to jump in front of your, to knife to your son? Are you allowed to jump in front? You know he's a big guy, you're not going to be able to kill him. You're not going to be able to stop him by killing the road, but you will be able to stop the redeef on your son by taking the knife. You're allowed to do that. I don't know what the Marshal wants. That's not the halach in the Gemara. The Gemara means you're not mechuyev to do that. But I don't have a doubt that you're allowed to do that. So v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha means you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to give. You're allowed to not only give a person things, you're mechuyev, you're allowed to give him your life to. The Gemara is saying you're not mechuyev to. You're not mechuyev to. That's the most the Gemara is saying. And it could be that there's certain levels of relationship that the Ava will even, I don't know if you're mechuyev, but certainly the instinct will be of every parent will be to take the knife instead of the child. And you're giving up your life to say, you're gonna say, no, the din is v'cheyach yechayimach. Your child, you're allowed to do. I don't think there's a shiloh about that, and I don't think there's a shiloh in reacha. If it's the friend, that you're allowed to do it. That you're allowed to do it. Saying, okay, so the Yesodas were saying like this. Then one din of ahavta l'reacha, kamoicha means treat a person like yourself. The other halach is you have to treat him, you have to give up from yourself for him. Just depends what kind of friendship it is. People that, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to learn from, Torah, chavrusas, we have to treat them like Rabbeim, because if we don't treat our Chavrusa like a Rebbe, we're not having the proper Chavrusa experience. And if you don't have the proper Chavrusa experience, there's not a proper preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. We're standing a few weeks before Kabbalah Satorah. The message of this time of the year, if we have to do something practical, is when we sit and learn, listen to the Chavr, give him the respect that he does, because we have to learn from each other. If we learn from each other, then a whole day we're learning and growing. If we're not having the mentality that my Chavrusa is my Rebbe, and I have what to learn from him, then the whole day I'm learning, but it's learning without growing. This is the avoid of this time of the year, and the tikkun of this horrible avelis that we've been suffering for thousands of years, the way to be misakin that is, to begin on people that are equal to us, yet to have covered for the Rabbeim, covered for the Eltra Bachram, that was never a question. It's with the Chavrus, it's the pair. How do you treat the person that you think is your equal? The answer is somebody that you're learning from, or you're learning from an Ishir, when a Chavri asks the question, to grow in learning, we have to look at our Chavrusas as people that we can actually learn from. It's not just you speak and I speak, and it's I'm learning from you, and hopefully he's learning from me. And then Bezus Hashem will be Zoich and will be Mekayim. Yehi Kovet Chavercha Kemor Rabcha. And if we do that, we'll talk about Zoich to a Kabbalah Satorah. Good Shabbos.